Hello, family of grace. Welcome to another episode of Daily Grace with Alan Wonder Chapter Edition. Today's Wonder Chapter, Psalms Chapter 45. And let's just start with the word of prayer. Almighty King of Kings, I thank you for this wonderful day. I thank you for the gift of life. I thank you for the gift of provision. I thank you for always being there for us, Father. While we have gone wrong in our thoughts, in our actions, in what you have done and what you have failed to do, Father, may you have mercy on us. May you continue protecting us, Father. May you continue guiding us. All those who are sick, all those who are in pain, all those who are in distress, Father, may you heal them. All those who are to Father, may you grant them peace. Father, all the plans and programs that we have for this day, may you bless them and let them all be successful. We pray all this, believing and trusting in your mighty name and that of your Son, Jesus Christ, who strengthens us. Amen. And let's go straight to Psalms chapter 45. My heart is stirred by a noble theme as I recite my verses for the king. My tongue is the pen of a skillful writer. You are the most excellent of men, and your lips have anointed with grace, since God has blessed you forever. Guide your sword on your face, your mighty one. Clothe yourself with splendor and majesty. In your majesty, ride forth victoriously. In the cause of truth, humility, and justice, let your right hand achieve awesome deeds. Let your sharp arrows pierce the hearts of the king's enemies. Let the nations fall beneath your feet. Your throne, O God, will last forever and ever. A scepter of justice will be a scepter of your kingdom. You love righteousness and hate wickedness. Therefore, God, your God, has set you above the companions by anointing you with the oil of joy. All your robes are fragrant with myrrh, and alloys and cassia from the palaces adorned with ivory. The music of the strings make you glad. Daughters of kings are among your honored women. At your right hand is a royal bride in call of you. Listen, daughter, and pay careful attention. Forget your people and your father's house. Let the king be enthralled by beauty. Honor him, for he is your lord. The city of Tara will come with a gift. People of wealth will seek your favor. All glorious is the princess within her chamber. Her gown is interwoven with gold. In embroidered garments she is to lead the king. Her virgin companions follow her, those who brought to be with her. Led in with joy and gladness, they enter the palace of the king. Your sons will take the place of your fathers. You will make them princes throughout the land. I will perpetuate your memory throughout all generations. Therefore, the nations will praise you forever and ever. And that is our Wonder Chapter for today. And I just have one message that I want us to share from today's Wonder Chapter. It comes from verse 7. What does it say? Verse 7 says, you love righteousness and hate wickedness. Therefore, God, your God, has set you above your companions by anointing you with the oil of joy. Amen. You love righteousness and hate wickedness. So many times as Christians, we do the opposite. We indulge in wickedness and forget righteousness. The Bible today is asking us, the Bible today is showing us, the Bible today is telling us, it's sweet, it's giving us a true past, a direct correlation with the Lord, what the Lord wants. It does not beat around the bush. The Bible today tells us that the Lord treasures righteousness. Then we ought to live in the path of righteousness. We need to trek the journey of righteousness. And it's not going to be easy. That's the truth. So many times we have ups and downs. We have potholes. We have, you know, sometimes even get stranded in this journey of righteousness. But we always have to pray for the Spirit of the Holy Spirit to come and guide us, to come and bring us back, to come and align us. And what are those righteous acts that we can do? Reading your Bible, going for fellowship, you know, putting in practice what you have read. It's not just about reading your Bible, but do you put in practice what you have read, following the Ten Commandments? If we do things, acts of righteousness, then trust me, we shall sit next to the King of righteousness come our day. And the Bible today tells us the reverse is true. The Lord hates wickedness. He hates wicked acts. He doesn't hate the wicked. He hates wickedness. He doesn't hate us, but he hates the wicked things that we do. And so many times, these wicked things that we do, there's a way that it keeps us away from God. There's a way that it distances us from the presence of God. There's a way that it, I don't know how to explain it. But the Bible today is encouraging us that we ought to endeavor, to strive to always follow the path of righteousness. So now you may be saying, what if I've been indulging in acts of wickedness? Is it too late for me? It's never too late in the eyes of the Lord, as long as you are breathing. And when you continue, to something very beautiful, it says, therefore, the Lord your God has set you above your companions. Amen. You know what it means to be set above your companions, to be set above the rest, to be up, to be elevated. Not because you are pure, not because you are the best, but because of the love of, does it, because of the love of God, doesn't that just melt your heart? Doesn't that just make you go like, oh wow, I'm loved by my Creator? And keeps on saying, by anointing you with the oil of joy. We are anointed. Can you imagine? We are anointed ambassadors. Like, anointment is like a seal of approval. Amen. It's like that extra stamp that we have. Our certificate is our anointment that we have. Don't you just feel like, wow? And doesn't it also just make you feel so bad for all the times that we repay God with wickedness? The Bible today was telling us, reminding us that we are the Lord's chosen people. We are the anointed ones. We are the ones who have been elevated. And that if we want to keep our position, if we want to stay where we are, if we want to keep in the presence of the Lord, we ought to follow the path of righteousness and try to every way avoid wickedness. Yes, it's not easy. But the Bible tells us that the Lord is a merciful God. Get on your knees always. And ask for a redirection. Ask God to show you the direction that he wants you to follow. The path of righteousness. Get some time. Read Psalms chapter 45. What do you get? What do you understand? Feel free to write to us, dailygracewithalan@yahoo.com. Or send us a direct message on Instagram or Twitter, dailygracewithalan. We really love to hear from you. Remember that I can use one word to send 1,000 messages. This is Mighty King of Christmas. Thank you for this wonderful day. I want to thank you for today's message. I want to thank you for the words that we have heard today, Father. So many times we have filled ourselves with wickedness, Father. So many times we have distanced ourselves from the righteous path. Father, so many times we have wasted our anointing. Father, but today we pray that may you have mercy on us. Father, may you bless us. May you bless the works of our hands. And may you fill us with the Holy Spirit to always come and bring us back. That every time we go astray, Almighty King of Kings, that you may always carry us back. So that at the end of the day, we may come and rejoice with you in heaven. We pray all this believing and trusting in your mighty name. And that of your Son, Jesus Christ, who strengthens us. Amen.